Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Stone Show. I'm your host, Alex Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that most Christians do not like to discuss, such as politics. Before I get into this show, I would ask that you please like, share, and subscribe to the show. And if you're listening on audio, such as Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. That helps me out tremendously. It helps get the word out about what I'm trying to do. I'm a member of Generation Z, and I want to see my generation wake up to the truth, wake up to the gospel, and realize what is actually going on in the United States of America and, quite frankly, the entire world. Because right now we are under attack by liberal, communist, evil, socialist people in the United States of America. And my generation is the most indoctrinated generation of all time because all they hear is their lies and propaganda on places like TikTok and places like Instagram and places like YouTube. And I have come on here to come and share the truth and hope to make a difference for my generation. With that being said, today is Wednesday, February 7th, and the leadership principle for today says, make sure you come to a positive conclusion in life and in death. Life has many things to throw at you. It's how you deal with them that counts. A leader will always find a way to turn a negative into a positive. And that goes straight into what I was just talking about. There is a negative in the United States of America, and that negative is the generation that I am in. Generation Z is under attack by lies and propaganda all over the place. That's the negative. But the positive is there are people like me, Alex Stone, who is fighting against it. There are people like Hannah Faulkner and Savvy Truth and so many other Generation Z people who have come up, they have risen up, and they have said, okay, I've had enough of my generation being indoctrinated. I've had enough of my generation being taught that we can just cut off our genitals, that women, that girls can get a double mastectomy and cut off their breasts and go and pretend to be a boy and then realize when they're 20 years old that that was the wrong decision. We're tired of it, and we're going to fight for the truth, and we're going to fight and stand for righteousness and for godliness and for truth all over the United States of America. And that is what we need today. We need fighters. We need patriots. We need people who are going to stand up and say, I am going to be part of the remnant. I am going to be part of the change. I am going to be part of the solution. Right now, the reality is that we have remade the American political system. That what our founding fathers intended for the United States of America is no longer what it should be. That the Democrats, the liberals, and quite frankly, even Republicans, rhinos, as you will, if you will, have remade the American political system not to benefit you, not to benefit your family, but to benefit themselves and to benefit their families because they do not care about you. All they care about is money. All they care about is power. Right now, we have so many people in office that do not care whatsoever about you, that if you have a family of four, five, or six, whatever, they do not care if you're able to feed your family as long as they can get their money. That is the reality. And I have a book called Remaking the American Political System by my good friend, Doug Billings, and he has gone in detail in what the American political system was supposed to be like at the founding of our nation with the Constitution of the United States of America. And right now, what we see is that has been shifted away from what they intended and shifted towards evil, shifted towards unrighteousness, shifted towards sin. Well, the founding fathers, they founded this country on the principles of the Bible. I don't care if you think that's a conspiracy theory or a false thing. The reality is that they founded it on the principles of Scripture and the principles of freedom and the principles of liberty. And right now, in the American political system, they want to take that away from you. They want to change that. They want to remove that from you, remove that from your family, remove that from your livelihood so that they can get their power. I'm going to say that over and over and over again because they care about power. They do not care about you whatsoever. They do not care about you whatsoever. And I will say it again, they do not care about you whatsoever. That's the reality. Right now in the United States of America, we have evil people who want to see the downfall of us, the downfall of the United States. And my good friend Doug Billings, who wrote this book, he does not call them the Democrat Party anymore. He does not call them liberals. They are not Democrats. They are not just liberals. They are a mixture of communism and socialism, and they want to take away all of your freedoms from you. Just look at what's happening right now with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson went to Russia, and he interviewed Vladimir Putin, doing what he has the right, the ability, the freedom to do, underlined by the First Amendment in the United States of America, the freedom of free speech and the freedom of press. He is using his freedom in the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights to do that. So he goes to Russia, he interviews Putin, he announces it on X, and now people are calling for him to be assassinated. I don't know about you, but I think that's crazy. Ukraine has put Tucker Carlson on not just an enemy of the state list, they've put him on a kill list. They want to kill Tucker Carlson for doing journalism. There have been many people who are calling for Tucker Carlson to be arrested on the scene once he gets to the United States of America, once he comes back. That is crazy. And that is happening under the Joe Biden administration because they do not care about journalism. They do not care about free speech. What they care about is indoctrination so they can continue to have their power. They want to indoctrinate you. And I know I don't like this man. I don't look up to him as some kind of, you know, moral figure, but Andrew Tate has spoken a lot about being in the matrix, quote, in the matrix. And so many of us, we are caught up in the system. We are caught up in this matrix where we think that it's a choice of duality. That it's, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats versus us. Or excuse me, the Republicans versus the Democrats. But the reality is that it's both of them against us. It's both of them against we the people. It's both of them against freedom, liberty, prosperity for all Americans across the United States of America. And the reality is that people like Nikki Haley are trying to destroy that. They are trying to destroy our freedom. They're trying to take away our freedom. And Nikki Haley talks about this all the time, that she is against the status quo and she's against the American political system and she's against the political establishment. But the reality is that Nikki Haley is part of the establishment. She's part of the political establishment. She does not care about you. She does not care about your family. All she wants is power. But the reality is that Donald Trump is someone who does care about you. I have not met President Trump personally, but I am very close friends with many of his close political allies. I am very close friends with Roger Stone. I am friends with General Flynn. I am friends with one of his pastors, Pastor Mark Burns. These are people who have had up-close personal interaction with President Donald J. Trump, I believe to be one of the greatest presidents of all time, and the most substantial president that the United States of America has had since Abraham Lincoln. Excuse me. And all I've heard is positive things about President Trump. The fact that he not only loves America, but he also loves Americans. And I can say the same thing about General Flynn. He loves America and he loves Americans. Roger Stone loves America and he loves Americans. Pastor Mark Burns loves America and he loves Americans. And the reality is that we need people who not just love America, but people who love Americans. And President Donald J. Trump is that person. President Donald J. Trump is that person. He does love America. And he does love Americans. Why do you think he would leave his life of luxury? He could be in Mar-a-Lago right now, hanging out all the time, playing golf at all of his resorts. But the reality is that he has gone under this persecution, not for himself, not for his money, not for his power. He has lost money. He has lost power. He has lost fame. And he has gained so much hatred. He has gained so much disrespect. He has gained a bunch of lawsuits over nothing. All for power, really? All for money? All for fame? No, this isn't a publicity stunt. This is something that he is doing because he sees what is going on in the United States. He sees what's going on in the world, and he wants to stop the destruction of America. And years ago, he was being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. When everyone liked Donald Trump, everyone loved Donald Trump. They worshipped him. They wanted his money. They wanted his fame. They wanted his power. They worshipped him. And Oprah was interviewing Donald Trump, and she said, "Do you think you'll run for president?" He says, "No, I don't think so, but I would never count it out. If it got bad, if it got bad enough, I might consider it. Well, it got bad enough under the President Obama administration. So he decided to run. He won. He got 4 years in office, got the election stolen from him. It got even worse under the Joe Biden administration. So he decided he's going to run again. And right now he's not running for his own problems. He's running for your problems, the problems that every single day, every single American's face from a day-to-day basis. That's the reality. He is not running for himself. He's not running for his fame. He's not running to get free of all of these political judgments and all of these court cases. He is running for you and me. Because he cares about America. And President Trump was the strongest president that the United States of America has had since Abraham Lincoln. But he actually fought. He projected strength. Right now, what we have is not strength. We have weakness. We do not have power. We have failure. We do not have success. We have failure. The reality is that 3.5-4 years ago, we had strength, we had power, we had money, we were free, we were successful, we were fighters, but right now we are no longer that. We're the opposite. That once upon a time in the United States of America, we were the land of the free and the home of the brave, but the reality is that the United States of America is no longer the land of the free. We are no longer the home of the brave. We are the land of the tyrant. We are the land of the tyranny and the home of the coward. And the real reason why that is happening is because men have refused to get involved. What is a man? What does a man look like? Well, first of all, because there's so many questions about what a man is or what a woman is. A man is a human adult male. But manliness comes when men reject passivity, accept responsibility, expect the greater reward, God's reward. But we don't have that anymore. We have weak men who have decided, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight for freedom. I'm not going to fight for liberty. I'm not going to fight for truth or reality. We have people who accept passivity, reject responsibility. It is one of the saddest things of all time. How many times in the United States of America do we see Moms for America or Women Fighting for America? And those things are great, but the reality is that it should be men first who are doing those things. Dads for America. Men Fighting for America. Men for Freedom. Men for Truth. But we don't have that in the United States of America because we have men who have backed away from their call, from the biological responsibility to fight for truth. And it's so sad. A real man is someone who rejects passivity, accepts responsibility, leads courageously, and expects the greater reward, God's reward. But we do not have those leaders who go and lead courageously. We do not have those men who fight against passivity. We do not have those people that accept responsibility. We have the opposite. And it's shown very clearly in the American political system, and that is why I promote this book. That is why I read this book, Remaking the American Political System, because it takes us back to our foundation when we had real men who were fighting for something. We're fighting for truth. We need that now, today, more than we have in a very long time. President Trump is one of those men. He was fighting. He was doing exactly what I just said that manhood is. This leadership principle for today, I'm going to read it again. Make sure you come to a positive conclusion in life and in death. Life has many things to throw at you. It's how you deal with them that counts. A leader will always find a way to turn a negative into a positive. Right now, we have so many negatives, but how many leaders will rise up and say, there can be a positive again? There can be a positive in the United States of America. We can return to being the land of the free and the home of the brave. If we stand up and fight, if we stand up for truth, if we stand up for liberty, if we stand up for the principles of God. And Isaiah 5:20 is written all over the United States of America, and I've said this scripture many times, and I will continue to say it many times because it is so true. Woe unto you who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. There is so much bitterness in the United States of America. There is so much evil in the United States of America. There is so much corruption in the United States of America. But it is time that men rise up for truth, rise up for freedom, rise up for liberty, so that we can save this once great nation and make this nation safe again, make this nation strong again, make this nation free again, and make America great again. What made America great is the foundation of freedom and liberty for all people, and that is being taken away from all people. That's the reality. That's where we're living in the United States of America. That's what's happening. In a regime that is threatening to put sanctions on Tucker Carlson because he goes to Russia and interviews Vladimir Putin, is not a country that we were founded upon. We have become a banana republic, a country that is against the freedom of people, the liberty that our country was founded upon. And it is so sad. It is so sad. I'm 20 years old. I'm not married, but I do want to get married and I do want to have children, but I don't want to have children in an America where their freedom will be instantly stripped away from them as soon as they are born. There are so many negatives in life, but turn them into positive things with real leadership, with real ability to fight for something. Because if you don't fight for anything, you will fall for everything. Now, I've made a resolution that I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand for the United States of America. I'm going to stand for freedom. I'm going to stand for truth. I'm going to stand for liberty, no matter what the cost, because that is exactly what the founding fathers did. And people will come to me and say, well, why aren't you in the military? Why aren't you fighting on the front lines in the military? That's not my calling. My calling is to be on here and inspire someone like you to maybe go and do that. My calling is to inspire my generation for liberty, for truth, for freedom, for godliness. And that is exactly why I've been called to be a youth pastor. Because I want my generation, my people, my students in my youth group to know the truth, because scripture is very clear that the truth will set you free. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And that is what we need right now. We need the Son to come and set us free. And that happens when we start talking about Jesus, when we start talking about God and the fact that He can free us. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the truth. I am not ashamed of righteousness. I am not ashamed of righteous living. I am not ashamed about the fact that I am a Christian. And I am going to declare that. I am going to declare that publicly. I am a Christian. I have been set free by the blood of Jesus, and you can too. And the reality is that Jesus is the person that can set our people free, that we once were in captivity, but we can be set free unto liberty. That is exactly what happened to the Israelites. They were in captivity to the Egyptians, but they had Moses come and set them free and take them out of their bondage. Now, obviously, they went into 40 years of wandering because of their lack of faith in Christ, their lack of faith in God. But if we have faith, we will not only be taken out of bondage, we will go into the promised land only through faith and through faith alone. That's exactly what we need right now. We need faith for a better America. We need faith for more freedom. We need faith for more liberty. We need faith for more truth. And that faith that we have, we need to have it in God. We need to have it in Jesus. In Jesus. In Jesus. In Jesus. In Jesus alone. In Christ alone. My hope is found. He is the solid rock that I stand in. He is the solid rock that I stand on, and Jesus will save you. And if Jesus can save our soul, a wretched man such as myself, he can save a wretched United States of America. And so many people talk about revival. So many people talk about God moving, God working. That happens when we allow Jesus to come into our life and come into our heart and change us from the inside. Because when we are changed from the inside, that will reflect on the outside. And when that reflects on the outside, it will show for all of the world to see. But it starts in here. It starts in our heart. It starts in our mind and saying, okay, I'm going to start and I'm going to stand up and I'm going to put my faith in Jesus and I'm going to move forward in the army of God and I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand. Because like I said, if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for everything. And right now what we have is Americans who are falling for anything and everything. What a sad reality. It is so, so sad. But the solution is godly men rising up and saying, I've had enough. Rather than being passive, we be active. Reject passivity. And follow Jesus. When we follow Jesus, we will create a ripple effect in the United States of America that we have not seen in a long time, or maybe even ever. But Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the solution. Jesus uses vessels. I am declaring myself to be a vessel for Jesus to use in the end times, and I'm going to proclaim his name, his fame, the truth, liberty, and freedom that we have in the United States of America. It comes from God. And when we turn our back on God, when we reject Jesus, he will turn his back on us. Let that not happen in the United States of America today. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it was written for the Israelites, but I believe that the same principles apply today, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, I will hear their prayer, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And right now we need our sins forgiven, and Nehemiah did exactly that when he was mourning over the fact that Jerusalem's walls were broken down. He went to God in prayer and he said, I confess not only my sins, but the sins of my fathers and the sins of my land. And right now before God and before every single one watching, I am confessing my sins and I'm confessing the sins of my land, that we have turned our back on God, that we have turned our back on you, Jesus. And we have said yes to abortion. We have said yes to homosexuality. We have said yes to transgenderism. We have said yes to pornography. We have said yes to lewdness, to destruction. We have said yes to all of the things of the world, all of the things of the devil. But in Jesus' name, I repent for anything that I have done, that I have said, that has gone against you. And I say yes to you. I say yes to you, Jesus. And my calling for every single one of you listening to this is that you do the same thing also. Repent for your sins and then also confess the sins of our nation. And I believe that God will heal us, because that is exactly what he did in the day of Nehemiah. He healed Nehemiah's land, and Nehemiah went and showed real strong leadership. He went to the front lines and he built the wall of Jerusalem back up again. Not just a physical wall, he did that, but he also built up a spiritual wall. And right now what we need in the United States of America is spiritual walls being built up again so that Jesus can have his way in the United States of America once again. Thank you all so much for listening. Please like, share, and subscribe to this show. It helps me out a lot. It helps me out tremendously to get the word out about the truth, the fact that we need real leaders. Please like, share, subscribe, and if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review and share this show. Guys, if you also go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GenZ, G-E-N-Z, one word, Gen Z, you could get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. I've become good friends with Mike Lindell. I have his bobblehead right behind me. He is a good fighter. He is a good friend to the United States of America, and he wants the exact same thing that I want. He wants godliness in the United States of America again. He wants truth in the United States of America again. He wants repentance in the United States of America again. And it helps out my show. It helps me continue to bring you shows such as this and other interviews that I've done already this year. People like Chris Widener with Red Referral Network, Roger Stone, General Flynn, Stephen Davis, Morgan McMichael, so many other Patriots. I want to be able to continue to bring these shows to you every single day. So please go to MyPillow.com, use promo code GenZ, and you could get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. Thank you all so much for listening. Like, share, and subscribe. God bless you all. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.